Welcome to the Obi City Comedy Hour. This is October 31st, Halloween. Oh, with us in the studio today are Logan Boyster. Say hey, Logan.
Hello, how are you today?
Kyle Crawford.
What's up?
And Stephanie Hamilton.
Hello.
All right. Like I said, today is... Michael, what is that? What is that? What is that noise? Okay, Logan, speak for me.
Hi. Welcome to the Obi City Radio Show, and I've been put on the spot. Let's hear some crazy voices. How are you today? I think Brian's
Logan,
is
he's
back.
Talking.
All right.
I'm so sorry. We had some technical difficulties. I was recording today's show, and apparently the device that records the show was not turned down. So you could hear the delay. So if you missed what I said before, you had it then.
Yes, if you were off by 2 seconds, you were 2 seconds good.
All right, I guess that's my...
A little loud.
I'm a dumb. That was stupid. But, so welcome to the Obi City Comedy Hour. Today is, what the heck?
Freaky headphones.
The headphones are going out. Uh-oh. Today is Halloween.
I'll say.
The Hallows Eve. The day of trick-or-treating. Dressing up in costumes. And not feeling ridiculous about it. More importantly, get candy.
Yummy.
Yummy, yummy candy. So,
And for all you furries out there, we can finally be ourselves for at least one day.
Oh my god! This is the last Obi City Radio Show.
Oops.
Logan, what's going on with your headphones, Logan?
I don't know. It's kind of annoying, but if someone starts saying something about ghosts, I would not put it past them.
No. It's just the things are a little bit worn out. But
yeah.
What time is it? 2:14.
Aren't we early?
We're a little bit early, and okay. Now we have to cut to a PSA.
He said S instead of C.
It's amazing. Well, let me cut to it really quick. Isn't it kind of funny? We just started the show, and I'm like, let's cut to a PSA really quick. Let's cut to a very short PSA. Very, very short PSA.
Very short.
Very short PSA. Hold on a minute. I gotta figure out how to do this.
Where is it?
Hold on a minute.
It's behind you.
What happened at work this week with Kyle Crawford?
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Say what happened at work this week.
All right. You know how you have all the, where you work in a retail store and you always have at least one of those customers that you know that always tend to give you the trouble? And, this week what we did was, We have a certain woman that we know and love, not literally. So she comes in.
Not literally.
He's just being nice, folks.
Not literally.
All right. Well, anyway, so she comes in and she always asks for crickets, but she always has to make sure she's at least the first customer acknowledged, which is almost impossible, considering it's a very large spread department. Anyhow, she comes in and she's blasting us for about why we weren't assisting her first, when we obviously were helping people before her. So I politely tell her that if she can't control her attitude and stop harassing me and other fellow associates, she's going to have to take her business elsewhere. And of course, what she asked, she's going to report my name and to the corporate offices. And, of course, what would any other associate do except give her a fake name?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and here's where the ignorance of a lot of great Americans out there today. Peter Bankman. Peter Bankman was the name I gave her, which she immediately on her cell phone called our corporate offices in front of me, asking if she could report an associate named Peter Bankman at this Garland location.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Could you please repeat that name?
Peter Bankman. Peter Venkman was the name I gave this woman.
Was he busting ghosts at the time?
More like dead fish is a little more appropriate.
That is...
Was he busting dead fish.
Was he busting dead ghosts? What's going on here? That is funny. When he told me that, I'm like, Peter Venkman. Didn't she ask you how to spell it?
No, thank God, no, because I would have been in a real pickle there.
Venkman. Bank and then man.
Then K man.
Yeah, that's what happened to me at work this week.
What? What?
What?
That was weird.
Logan, why did you do that?
Me.
Why'd you do that, Logan? Grow up. How
old
are you?
Why am I the scapegoat?
How old are you? 5-ish?
Oh. No.
Close
hey,
to 6.
I'm only 2.5, 3 years old.
Hey, is Stephanie here?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. For a minute, I was like, where'd she go?
I'm right here.
Silent.
Silent. Night. I'm glad that our education here at the OB City Comedy Hour is still first grade.
Well, yes.
I actually
I know
say
how
it's
to
more
say
like kindergarten.
To
it's kindergarten.
Instead of first grade.
We like to nap and
I
draw
know how
pictures
to
all day.
Spell the word apple.
Well, if it were any higher, we wouldn't be important enough.
That is true.
We any higher,
and we could run for public office, so. Go vote.
Yeah, I don't want a fifth grade education.
Go vote.
Education.
Go vote. Maybe. No, go vote. It's good. You gotta go vote.
Places are packed.
Yeah, but you're going
to... So you have to go there with an extreme dedication.
What you do is that when you go to vote, bring a backpack, a sleeping pack, toothbrush, floss, maybe some clothes you want to change because you're probably going to be there overnight.
Be prepared for a DMV long line.
Be prepared. Bring food. Bring a lunchbox. Bring a pail. Actually, bring like a cooler. You're going to need it. Bring refreshments.
Just show up in a camper.
I'm going to camp out here and wait to vote.
Bring the mobile home.
Bring everything. Just come prepared because it is. I went to go vote today, and the lines over at City Hall and Garland were long. I'm like, I cannot wait, you know, an hour or 2 hours in line because I said I got to be back here at 3 o'clock or 2:30 to do a radio show. I can't just sit there. And Logan, you went to go vote. Logan, why don't you tell us what happened when you went to go vote at the library?
Well, we're just going to show you where to vote, and they had this tiny little computer screen, and you have to go.
Yeah, but how many
you pretty much are packed inside a small box.
Yeah, but how many people were there?
Like 30 or 50.
30 or 50. Like, today is Halloween, so after the show, we will be going over to a friend's house. We'll be having the first OB City Halloween party.
Yeah.
Never really should count how many jokers are actually in this costume contest here happening at school.
Yeah, did you see how many jokers?
I know, exactly. How many jokers did we have here?
Man, I could not believe it. I think I saw about three. I saw three.
I saw four or five.
I saw one guy that had a black wig. Had a black wig on.
And it was a Joker?
Yeah, it was a Joker. He just had his face painted in a black wig and was dressed in like regular clothing.
Oh,
who was that? Kyle's mic is now turned off the rest of the show.
My boyfriend.
No. Kyle.
He's trying to talk. He can't.
What time is it? Hey.
Excuse me.
Well, here, let's, while we let Kyle finish his,
Gas problem,
we're going to play another...
PSA.
Oh, I'm sorry, Logan. Logan, introduce what we're about to do.
What are we about to do?
PSA, answer it.
All right. Welcome to another PSA.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, we're back on.
All right.
Hi.
Logan donated blood.
You put my knife away now.
Yes, I did.
Logan donated blood. For Sonic.
It wasn't for Sonic. They just gave me a coupon for Sonic later on.
Yeah, but tell them what happened when you got the coupon.
I did not realize until I got to a Sonic closer to here that it said, I can only use this coupon at a Sonic in Paris, Texas.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, boy.
That's funny.
What the heck?
That is funny. That made me laugh when I heard that.
Mm.
But, so does anyone have a dum-dum moment? Anyone got a dum-dum moment? Hold on a minute.
I do after making that comment.
Dum-dum.
Mm-hmm.
No one had the dumb dumb moment? No one did something of a dumb.
There goes the mic. I think we're having one right now.
I'm having a dumb dumb moment right now with the equipment. No one had a dumb dumb moment. No one had a, you know, dang it moment. I'm a little bit, you know, God, I can't believe I do that. Like when I threw my phone up in the air and it did a crash dummy on me. Nobody? Nobody?
Well.
Stuff?
Logan.
I'm thinking.
I know you did something stupid this week. You had to have done something stupid.
I mean, something besides sleeping in the bathroom.
What?
Oh, yeah, Logan, tell you, they didn't hear that one. Tell it for Kyle and Stephanie and for our 2 o'clock viewers.
It was a really sleepy day for me at school, and when I went to the restroom, I almost fell asleep at the urinal.
Almost fell asleep at a bathroom urinal. Michael heard that and almost died laughing. He's like, how can you fall? And then his dad died laughing when he heard that. How can you fall asleep at a urinal?
That definitely brings to mind some very interesting images.
That is weird. Very, Logan, very you are weird.
Images. I already knew I was.
Man, first grade. Love it. Love first grade. Where are the coloring books at? Logan, did you bring coloring books? Where's Christina with the coloring books?
I don't know where the coloring books are.
It's a shout out to Christina Boskin out there.
I thought Kyle was going to bring the coloring
books. Injured.
He was going to bring the coloring books, but he ate the crayons on the way.
Aw.
I like comic books.
You mean the crayons.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of comic books, last Friday's show, me and Logan were talking about the Star Wars Fan Day coming up.
And we had some interesting times
We had some very interesting times. We got there. What time did we get there, Logan?
I forgot. I didn't pay attention
to the time. We got there close to about forgetful and senile.
And we left at the time of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, around that time. But we got there probably around noon. And the line was... that was okay, but we could tell the Star Wars nerds were there because they're all dressed in their Jedi robes.
I wanted to join them.
I know, me too. I should have worn my robe. I didn't wear my robe.
He really does have one, too.
I want to apologize to all, you know, young Jedis out there, young Star Wars fans. I want to apologize. I did not represent. That is my fault. I did not represent. The Force was not strong with me that day. I did not represent. Don't strike me down with all your power. Please don't.
You are ashamed, young Padawan.
But we saw a lot of interesting stuff there. We saw...
Bruce Campbell.
We saw Bruce Campbell from a distance. From a distance. We saw him from a distance.
Because we did not have $80.
$80 for an autograph. A lot of you don't. If you don't know who Bruce Campbell is, he's Evil Dead. He's in Burn Notice. He's Sam in Burn Notice. He's also
Spider-Man.
He's in every single Spider-Man movie. The first one, he's the one that says, "What's your name, kid?" The Human Spider. Human Spider. That's stupid. Spider-Man. The next one's like, "No one can enter when the doors are closed." And the other one, he's the French waiter. We're not going to talk about that movie because that movie was poop.
You know, he's charging you money for an autograph?
$80 for an autograph.
He's a French waiter?
No, remember, he's a French waiter. I know.
That's what,
yeah, $80.
I'm making fun of his role.
Well, no, he is like...
on public radio.
Well, no, he is like... okay. If you're a fan boy or something, or a fan girl, or...
he was
like
also on the show Burn Notice.
I think I mentioned that.
Which character is he on Burn Notice?
He's Sam.
He's Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kyle's like,
I take that entire comment back.
I would so pay $80. Bruce Campbell, please come back.
Also, we got to meet the guy who Bryant interviewed last time.
Oh, yeah, we got to meet voice actor Tom Kane. By the way, all you who tuned in at, pretty much at 3 o'clock, I have a radio show, obviously, and I interviewed voice actor Tom Kane, who's known for the voice of Yoda.
Did not finish the interview.
We didn't finish the interview, no.
He's for the new Yoda, the newer Yoda, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not funny. Yeah.
He's the Clone Wars.
But he's also Professor Utonium, Darwin of the Wild Thornberries, he's also
Harriman.
Huh?
Harriman. Foster's home.
He's also him on the Powerpuff Girls, if you've seen the trailer for Ratatouille, Cars, Wall-E, that's him.
Narration.
He does a lot of narration. Actually, that's the trailer for Fanboys. If you've ever seen Halloween H2O, he's the voice of Dr. Looms in the beginning because Donald Pleasant had passed away. I had interviewed him on the phone. Like I said, we didn't get to finish that interview, but you can go on the MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/TheObCityComedyHour, and you can download and listen to that interview for free. Also, you can also hear the interview I had with Mark Walters from the Dallas Comic Con. He's a manager, which was very interesting. I do recommend go hear that, even though if you missed a Comic Con, it's very interesting because he all talks about what else they do and who they get, and it's a very interesting interview. And of course, I also had, you know, the interview with the Dallas Ghostbusters, which if you haven't heard that yet, the 3-part interview is very funny. They're very nice guys, and I'm planning to have them on the show back. And we actually did see him at the Comic Con.
Yeah, we did.
Very nice. They actually offered, I had bought some Ghostbusters action figures, and one of their fiancés had bought a Venkman, and I was like, dang it, you know, I get this horrible Venkman. So they said actually they got the models of the action figures, and they're actually going to make me the moldings and paint them, and then they're going to give it to me. So that's pretty cool. They're making a fan film, Kyle, and I told them about our fan film of Ghostbusters.
Really?
I told them about our concept of the religions and everything.
Oh, yeah, and they liked
it. They thought that was actually a really good idea.
Have you talked about our idea for that yet on the show yet?
Well, no. I was trying to find the script. I don't know where the script's at.
I think I might still have it.
Do you still have it?
I'll see.
Because it's good. I mean, what we had was good.
Instead of using the original Ghostbusters, we thought about having each one of our Ghostbusters be a different religion.
See, I thought it was a good idea.
Like, you have, like, a Catholic, what was it, a Catholic, a Buddhist,
mm-hmm.
Do you have a Shintoist?
We had a
Shintoist. What do you call them? Muslim? Gentile, Muslim.
No, we didn't have Muslim.
We didn't have a Muslim.
We had Jewish.
Well, we're going to have to now because we just said that.
Oh. No, it's okay. I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's still in making. But yeah, that's the idea, is that we have each person has a different religion.
Well, their problem is, what he was telling me, that there's about 14 of them in their group.
Mm-hmm.
And that all 14 of them are trying to write this movie.
Oh, no.
And so the ideas are just, you know, just...
Cool. Mixing.
Well, now we have an outside source they can use, too.
Exactly, and I have their cards. So, and actually, some of them are actors. So we may have them in some of our movies. So that's pretty cool.
Good.
That'll be interesting.
We can
use some real professional people.
Yes. We need someone to teach us how to act.
That is...
The problem is, Brent,
yeah,
if
Dusty,
you use
Dusty's
actual professional actors, you're going to have to actually pay them with actual money.
Yeah,
well, no. They don't have to work for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since Dusty's away at professional college, we got no one to keep us
using
if I want Tom Kane, you know that Tom Kane sometimes gets paid $5,000 per voice acting? $5,000.
What are the other ones he gets?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but $5,000. Is there anything else? $5,000? Is there anything else? I don't think so. If I got paid $5,000 just for, you know, for doing a voice, you know, like, you know, President Utonium or now coming in theater, that's Wally or stuff like that, that's a job. But he said, like, any other work, it's work. After a while, you're like, come to theaters, Friday, 28th, Wally, there we go. End of story. He told a lot. But it's really interesting. Go to the website, check it out. You can download, I'm going to post the Ghostbusters for download. I haven't done that yet, but you can download and listen to Tom Kane's interview and Mark Walter from the Dallas Comic Con. Really interesting. I suggested to go check it out. Also on today's show, we will be having the interview with director Kyle Newman, who is directing a film called Fanboys, which has been circling around since 2006. They've had issues with the production. Has a lot of, like, you know, rumors going around, but it's finally going to be released next year on February 6th. We got that interview with them. Very nice guy. Talked to him last week. Oh, no, it was this one. I'm sorry, this week. And it's going to be really great. I mean, it's going to be awesome. And Fanboys, I don't know if you guys, have all you guys seen the trailers, pretty much?
Yeah, I remember the first time
you haven't seen the trailer yet?
I want to.
I've seen one trailer.
I've seen them several times earlier this year when going to the theaters.
When did you see it?
I don't remember what movies they were, but I've seen trailers for it.
Well, I know when he said that when Zack and Mary comes out this Friday, mm-hmm. It's going to be one of the trailers for that movie.
Cool.
We're going to go see it, right? I'm just joking.
I might be mistaken. I don't know. It might have been back in 2006.
Logan's like, yeah, I love Kevin Smith. Dogma's like one of my favorite movies.
What?
I love James. I'm Bob and Jay. No, I'm joking.
We're picking on Logan today.
Ha ha.
One I ever.
That's Fanboys is really funny. It has Seth Rogen, who, you know, is from Knocked Up, has played five different roles. Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, who
Superbad.
He wrote Superbad. But Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are Jay and Silent Bob. They play themselves in the movie. It's a very funny scene, he said. you know, had the guy from Balls of Fury, you know, Veronica Mars, the actress who plays her, Christian Bale, the kid, actually the kid from Jungle the Jungle's in it. I cannot remember his name, but he's in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's also in, you know, Detroit Rock City, or, you know, Detroit Rock City or whatever. And then he was in, you know, oh, it has the, have you guys seen Freddy vs. Jason?
I saw the last 10 minutes of it on a sci-fi channel.
Remember the kid that he, like, fights Jason with a baseball bat and Jason, like, flings him across the room?
They said the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the last 10 minutes.
I don't remember a baseball bat. I remember them lighting a propane tank on fire.
Oh, did you get to the bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a scene where the guy, one of the guys from, he's like, leave her alone! And Jason's like, what's wrong with you? And he hits him with his arm and he flies across the room and he impales him on a flag mount, but like he like hits it, but he falls off, and he bleeds. Well, that guy's in it too. He plays Linus, which I thought was very funny. And of course, there's the essential, you know, there's kind of like the geeky one in there. Well, they're all kind of geeky, so pretty much. I mean, if, you know, if you're Star Wars, you got to be a little bit geeky. If you like Star Wars,
of course.
Stephanie, what are you carrying? What are you carrying in your purse, Stephanie?
What?
What are you carrying in your purse, Stephanie?
What do I have in my purse?
What kind of book do you got in there?
Star Wars book.
Yeah, I know. I'm a geek. I have a Star Wars book.
She's a Star Wars book, a Game Boy, and her cell phone.
A cell phone? Too much. Can you call people on your cell phone? Yeah. I know nowadays you can do everything but call people on a cell phone.
That's pretty much all mine does, so.
Haha. But, yeah, so that interview's going to be pretty cool. We're going to play that at 3 o'clock, so it is 2:47 right now.
So we've got a bit.
We got a bit to go, so let me.
Isn't Michael supposed to be here soon?
He should be. It's he was.
Did y'all see him walk by?
He did.
No, did y'all see him walk by?
No.
Oh, we were like, he walked by. No,
I was hoping he did.
No, he was picking up Taylor.
Ah.
Where's iTunes at?
Oh, there it is.
iTunes. I'm trying to open iTunes over here.
We are having technical difficulties once again.
But yeah, so silly, like I said, it's 2:48 right now, and we should, at 3 o'clock, we will be playing the Kyle Newman interview, which is very interesting, and after, if you're not able to hear that interview entirely, or if you'd like to hear it again, just go, you know, to the Obi City MySpace page, which is, you know, again, myspace.com/TheObiCityComedyHour, you know, which you can always go there, and you can listen to every show after it's posted. So, yeah, so... let's go to a quick break. We will be playing some Halloween music to ring in. Ring or ring. What did I just say?
I don't know.
What did I. What was that?
That was Kyle playing a song on his cell phone.
See, look. See, can't even call people on it, but. Alright. You
can take over the world with a cell phone.
What was that, Logan?
You can take over a world with a cell phone.
Oh, no. All right, well, we're going to cut to some Halloween music. Thank you for joining us so far, the Obi City Comedy Hour. We'll be back just in a few minutes. Do you guys know this song?
Yes, I know this song.
Why'd you sing it, Stephanie?
I don't know this part. It's just a chorus like everybody else.
Hold on.
The odds are against him and they're dangerous words.
Show off.
Your answer must be racer. We'll see it through. Go speed racer. Go speed racer. Go speed racer. Go.
Like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go!
Is that Kojak? I'm looking up Halloween playlist, and I'm like, Kojak the Cop Show. Oh, hey, does anyone, since you guys are here, do you guys have any dum-dum moments or this week at work?
Oh, man.
Michael, you have a dum-dum or this week at work?
I have a few of them, actually.
Which one
actually,
do you, what,
yesterday. Start up the music.
What does Taylor have? Taylor, what do you
make
have?
Make Taylor go.
What do you well, no,
do it every
no,
time.
No. Well, first tell me, do you have a dum-dum moment?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
well, hold on a minute.
A very bad one.
Because, yes, we have to do the theme music every time we do something.
What was that?
The same reaction I had.
That's the I'm a dumb dumb segment. Okay, Taylor.
Sounds like a squirrel on caffeine.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'd say something.
Sounds
else.
Like an evil Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Got it from the disaster movie.
All right. Oh, that was stupid. That was dumb. All right. Let's let Taylor say his dumb dumb moment. Taylor.
Well, in math class, I messed up on the math problem. I didn't do it fully through, and the whole class kind of, you know, the teacher went along with it, too, and was just laughing, and it was just bad.
The teacher?
That was, yes, the teacher. The teacher, you know.
Oh, my God. Laughed
at you? I was told out by a girl, and then the teacher laughed his butt off, and then everybody else went with it, too. So, it was pretty bad.
Man, that's awful.
I would laugh too, but you know, that's just me. I mean,
I can't believe the teacher would just go out and do something like that.
I do.
And then
I had teachers do that all the time.
And then in one of my other classes,
but
on,
I did it on purpose.
Wednesday, I used my Cleveland voice by accident. So
that by
was
accident.
Very good. Yes.
How did you use it by accident?
He forgets.
It's just a dill, you know. I can't control it anymore. It just comes out sometimes.
That's awful.
Loud.
That is loud.
Yes.
I didn't think it was gonna be
turn
that.
It down.
Well, Michael, do you have a dum-dum or this week at work moment?
What do you got?
Well.
Yeah. This. Which one you got? Name one.
Well, give me a second.
Or is it a mix of both?
Is it a mix of both? Is it what happened at dum-dum work this week?
Did you make one of those intros?
No,
that'd be horrible.
Now I'm going to.
No, don't make one. That'd be horrible. No.
So what do you got? What do you got?
Give me a minute. I got to think first. Skip to somebody else.
All right. Brian. Well, let's see. What did I do this week?
You say PCA instead of PSA.
I do say PCA. Welcome to a PCCSSOOOAAA Pupulala. We already talked about Phil.
Phil,
oh,
you already talked about Philip.
We always talk about Philip.
It's an easy one.
I missed it.
We always talk about Phil. You know what? New segment on the OB City Comedy Hour. Hold on. It the pip Philip how Houghton and moment of the week. It's the Philip Houghton moment of the week. Let's start with Michael, who had lunch with him. Michael, why don't you tell us what happened?
I think he uses more napkins than anybody I know. I really do. We went to Chipotle, right? And he got this burrito.
Ooh,
and this thing's
Chipotle.
Like bigger than his arm, which is saying something because, I mean, he has. Well, you guys have seen him.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. Well, I can't really describe it. It's
horrid, obese, like, you know.
Not that big.
Has anyone ever seen a picture of the elephant man?
Oh, my God.
That's what?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's mean.
That was super burn. You win. I quit. No,
I don't care who you are. That is just cruel.
It's not like Philip listening. Philip's in somewhere holding his Xbox right now, so.
Lost the lead.
My Xbox.
He's curled up in the fetal position with his Xbox, crying over it.
No, he's just. He
prepare for a Stephen King novel.
Oh. Logan told me.
Lost the lead.
Logan has officially found out why Philip is coming to the Halloween party today.
Why? So you annoy everyone?
No.
To be holed up in Michael's room playing the 360.
Oh, crap. Just in case our listeners don't know, Philip has broken his Xbox 360.
No, Kyle. They know.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they know.
They know.
They know. And we
they all know.
Even both of them do. The Dallas Ghostbusters even know.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Taylor, how many voices do you have in your head?
Well, let's see. I can use saw.
Oh.
Oh, jigsaw.
Do the.
Would you like to play a game?
I don't know. What kind of games you got?
Monopoly.
Oh, dang it. Do we have to?
Have
play
you met your cousin Pinocchio?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
He lies too much.
What other ones? What other ones do you
and
do?
And then there's the, you know, Clinton, which I won't do that one.
We heard that one. That's there's, that is a good one though.
Cleveland, you know, and then there's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh, do Schwarzenegger.
Uh oh,
we have two Arnolds in the
you
house.
What? You know what? Let's do a match.
Let's do an Arnold argument. I have done conversations between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Cleveland at the same time.
You know what we should do?
By myself, with two of my friends, and they freak out. They laugh.
All mics off except for Kyle and Taylor's, and they can have do it.
It is the,
don't turn my mic
come on,
off.
Come on, come on.
I can also do an announcer.
Do it.
Don't turn mine off.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
I can also do an announcer. Yes.
Okay, Kyle, do it.
No. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Wimp. You cannot do this.
I do not want to do this.
Do it. Do it.
You know his cry and his laugh are the same. Have you ever noticed that? Like, have you ever listened to his laugh? And then his cry is. It's like, dude. Come on, man. Get a new one, man.
What other ones do you do, Taylor?
Well, there's the announcer. Justice League announcer.
Do that.
Back at the Justice League, Aquaman was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because he can't do... Well, I won't say the rest.
Don't say the rest. We get it. But, yeah, Taylor will have arguments between himself. So, Michael, why don't you tell us a little about Taylor's argument with himself?
It's kind of hard to explain. You just have to hear it. It's hilarious.
Let's hear it. Understand.
Well, can you bring them all out for us? For it's 3:50, so we're trying to wrap up the show. Why don't you wrap up the show for us with your many voices? Why don't you say go to the Obi City's MySpace and
yes, you should go to the Obi City MySpace. It is hilarious.
And you know, with
no,
the
it isn't.
Yes, it is. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't worry about it.
What about the interview with Kyle Newman? You know, it's for download and for here, you know, later today, for people to go hear that.
Okay, well, listen to it. I don't know.
God, Taylor's mic is now off.
Oh,
for insubordinate.
Oh man, that is not cool.
That's one thing. If you ever guess.
Done to you?
True. What have I ever done to you?
Okay, except for that one thing that should not be listened on the air.
Okay, that was completely off. I'm sorry.
Well, it is 3:51, and we're starting to wrap up this show. I want to thank Logan, Kyle, Stephanie, Michael, and Taylor for coming down here and helping us with this 2-hour Halloween special.
What happened to the other guy?
Where is the other guy?
The other guy got a name.
The other guy got a name.
Some other guy.
Now the other guy is Taylor.
He changed his name.
Because we didn't know which one of the voices you were. So.
I'm very glad we cleared that up.
thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, I want to thank everyone. And like I said, go check out the Open City Comedy Hour's MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/Open City Comedy Hour. Like I said, where every show is posted, either today or tomorrow, which is fun. Michael can make funny bird noises.
Who let the bird in? The cat.
And the sheep.
But it's go check it.
But
go check it.
A talking sheep.
Go check it out. It's really cool. Like I said, I want to thank Kyle Newman for letting me interview him this week. Join in next week. I don't know what we're going to be doing next week. Next week I have an interview with the Chad Mitchell Trio, which is a folk singing group from the 50s and 60s. Very funny group. That I'm going to be interviewing them. So tune in for that show. It's going to be really interesting. They're going to talk about music, how music has changed. It's going to be really interesting. We can hear you, Taylor. Yeah, we can hear you.
Two different deals.
We can hear you.
That's cool, though. You can do it. That's the best Cleveland I've heard.
Are we talking in the mics?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, took you long enough to realize that.
But yeah, I want to thank, like I said, I want to thank all you guys for coming down. I know it's, you know, the long drive down here to the school. And
stop turning it up. I was talking to Taylor.
But,
two people not have a conversation without you turning the mics up. How rude.
Not in today's media.
Not in today's world.
I can do an impression of, my friend. His name's, unneeded to know. And he has Webster, so he can't say his R's. And, we made fun of him trying to tell him to sing Rocky Like a Hurricane. And, I did it in Cleveland, and it was hilarious.
Do it for us.
Here I am. Walk you like a hurricane. Thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah, I get a kick out of it. I don't need TV. We have Taylor Vision.